the three of us, if we work together in the heart of Europe on the circular economy, we can work throughout the whole value chain. We can make these real strategic projects mm-hmm. on the circular economy. If we can combine our industry forces, our innovation power of our SMEs, and then three government agencies, government organizations who are really into mm-hmm. a circular economy in their policy, we can show Europe that cross-border circular economy is possible.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.
Welcome back to Circularity FM. Today, we're starting a new series in collaboration with Circular Valley, where we share three conversations recorded at the Circular Valley Forum in November 2025. Circular Valley is a European hub for circular economy innovation. It brings together startups, industry, policymakers, and researchers to work on practical solutions for a circular future. In the first episode, you will hear a panel discussion on the wall of the trilateral region, Belgium, the Netherlands, and Germany, in advancing circular value creation in Europe. The panel is moderated by Carsten Gerhardt, chairman of the Circular Valley Foundation.
Please welcome with me on stage Susanne Hagen-Kotriga, Brigitte Molineau, and Arnaud Passigny. As was said before, 2 years ago we started, Brigitte, Frau Hagen-Kott, please take a seat. It was here that the collaboration between North Rhine-Westphalia and Flanders was signed, and we'd like to talk about what has happened in the meantime. And I'm very privileged and pleased to welcome three senior representatives. To my right, to your left, Brigitte Molineau. She is actually a lawyer, but a circular economy expert. She is managing Circular Flanders and advising OVAM, the Flemish waste agency. Then we have Arnaud Passigny. Arnaud is a senior circular economy advisor from the Ministry of Infrastructure and Water Management in the Netherlands. And Arnaud, you have been a very active driver of the Netherlands coming on board here. Thank you very much for that. And Susanne Hagen-Kotriga, she is the general director in our North Rhine-Westphalia ministry, and some say she's the chief economist, a very data-driven lady. So welcome and thank you all for being here. I would like to kick it off with a question, and short answers focusing on what's really important. What characterizes your respective countries when it comes to circular economy? And what are the things you do particularly well? Maybe one or two things that stand out. Brigitte, if you want to start, or...
We got the mandate to reduce our material footprint with 30% by 2030. It's a challenge. So we work on six thematic agendas, like for instance construction, chemicals, bioeconomy, and so on. But our real strength is the public-private partnership, because you need to have this systemic approach in order to get results. We need our government agencies, we need our businesses, our sector federations who are also present here today in this room. We need our researchers and the financial sector, and last but not least, also the people who can work in society, our local governments and our NGOs. So we have all of them in our partnership, mm-hmm. and that is vital. Another thing that I'm really proud of is that we managed to create a CE monitor with more than 100 indicators to make sure that we measure mm-hmm. if we are going in the right direction. I can assure you that the path is still long. Although we do hundreds of experiments, we try to scale up the most interesting good practices, but there's still a lot of work.
Public-private partnerships and monitoring, something we look forward to learn from. Thank you very much. Arnoud.
Yes, the Netherlands has a long history already for circular economy policies, which has broad political support in the Netherlands. So in 2016, we had our first national program on circular economy, and that was typically something which helped us to create awareness in society, in local communities, to the industry. And what we have seen is that that has developed a real movement towards circularity. But nowadays, we see that we are changing our policies more in the direction of scaling up circular innovations. How we have to think bigger. And that's why it's very useful that we start with the collaboration with North Rhine-Westphalia and Flanders, because in Europe we need a strong economy, we need a strong circular economy, and we need the help of each other to create that scaled and maybe also an industry where the circular economy is the default. I think that's our inspiration to take the step forward to work closely together with you and North Rhine-Westphalia and Flanders as well.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for coming on board here. And Frau Hagen-Quadriga.
Yes, thank you. I can underline what Anut just said. In North Rhine-Westphalia, we are convinced that the circular economy will drive job creation, will drive sustainable growth, will drive industrial resilience. And therefore, we are building a clear pathway that links environmental goals with economic power. And we are developing this strategy together with the Ministry of Environment. Our main focus is on growing new business models and products that keep materials in use as long as possible. So for us, circular economy is both a smart business choice and an environmental necessity. And expanding recycling capacities for raw materials, critical raw materials, such as rare earths, is a top priority to us in an international situation which is really challenging. And together with our coordination office, which we established in September at the E4C, together with the Roundtable on Circular Value Creation and together with the Circular Value Foundation, we try to put ideas into action across borders. And this is exactly what our strategy will build on. A survey says that circular economy projects may add up to 12 billion euros to German economy by 2030 and around 180,000 new jobs, and this is what we want to drive with our strategy.
Wonderful. So we started with three very concrete projects. The first one was greening the chemical industry, so chemical industry. Second one was the future of battery materials here in Europe And the third one is building material, obviously the biggest emission stream, so something we took on. And maybe if I could have that one picture showing what we are doing in the platform of the circular construction material. And while we are waiting for that, maybe a question. So what have you done on the site of the administrations? You already alluded to that, Susanne, but Arnaud. So what's going on behind the scenes? And I know you've been very active. Maybe the two of you can add to what Susanne said already. Arnaud or Brigitte.
Yes, well, maybe it's really timely. We are ready for scaling up our industry and the circular businesses and circular innovations, but we need to have a larger scale of production and creating that value chain, because the lack of scale makes it impossible to have a sound business case. I don't have to tell you. We are at the stage that we have to have that leapfrogging towards a big industry, which is which helps us create that future. Mm-hmm. And not only in recycling, because a lot of people think circular economy is about recycling, but also on refurbishment, repair, etc. There are lots of opportunities to scale up in that field as well.
Wonderful. Brigitte?
Well, 2 years ago, our minister president signed the MOU in order to connect our two public-private networks. And I think it was a good idea. In the meantime, I feel really at home here in North Rhine-Westphalen, because we've been working together very closely on these three topics. But what we've noticed is, in the meantime, that geopolitics are changing and it's going much faster than what we expected. So we have to move much faster. So therefore, it was a good idea to get the Netherlands involved as well, because the three of us, if we work together in the heart of Europe on the circular economy, we can work throughout the whole value chain. We can make these real strategic projects mm-hmm. on the circular economy. If we can combine our industry forces, our innovation power of our SMEs, and then three government agencies, government organizations who are really into mm-hmm. a circular economy in their policy, we can show Europe that cross-border circular economy is possible.
Perfect. Coming back to the day-to-day, so we'll have the signing of the trilateral cooperation at 5:30. I trust that excites you as much as it does excite me. Anything else on the program today that you look forward to? Maybe one thing from each. Susanne?
Well, I actually don't want to pick a particular session. I want to pick all these people here. We have an audience from science, from business, from startups, from civil society, from politics. And I want to invite you to join us in scaling up innovations, in exchanging knowledge, in implementing solutions for circularity. I think together we can form a more powerful, a stronger, a more sustainable, and more resilient Europe. And therefore, it's very important that we work together, because we have the same challenges, the same chances, and we can learn from each other and support each other. We have met, for example, when we visited the Chemelot campus, which is a traditional chemical region in the Netherlands. And there, this campus, to me, is an innovation hotspot that bridges a traditional chemical industry region with circular economy leadership, and this is why we work together.
Yes, and what strikes me, because there are several sectors and themes which are really challenging. If we see in our region, we have a lot of problems with our housing, our infrastructure, especially because of the also the military threats. We have to make our infrastructure resilient. So that's one example where I see the opportunity to introduce the circular solutions into our challenges in our region. I think this is the right time to act now and to act at scale.
We are acting today. What are you looking for, Brigitte?
I hope that today we can come to concrete projects to work together. And especially, I have some meetings on circular construction, and I'm looking forward to meet my friends in the meantime there from the Netherlands and Nordrhein-Westfalen to find these good strategic projects where we can learn from each other and maybe start to do projects cross-border.
Perfect. Meeting friends, learning from each other. Thank you so much and have a good day.
Thank you for listening to this episode on Circularity FM. This conversation is part of our series in collaboration with Circular Valley, featuring three sessions from the Circular Valley Forum November 2025. If you like this series, leave Circularity FM a review on your preferred podcast platform. Let's drive a profitable circular economy. And please don't forget, the most abundant renewable resource is your imagination.
My name is Patrick Hübscher, and this is Circularity FM, the podcast about understanding, building, and managing circular business models.